GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump went 1-for-2 Tuesday in his legal cases, Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon temporarily blocking the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's final report in the classified documents case here in New York City.
A legal blow for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. 30,000 residents of Los Angeles' Pacific Palisades neighborhood are under evacuation orders from a fast-moving, wind-driven wildfire. More than 13,000 homes and other structures are threatened, and California Governor Gavin Newsom says some have been destroyed. Las Vegas investigators say New Year's Day truck bomber Matthew Leivelsberger used artificial intelligence, including ChatGPT, to help plot out the attack. This is ABC News. A grisly discovery in Florida. Two people found in one of the landing gear compartments of a jetliner.
JetBlue Flight 1801 took off from New York's JFK Airport last night for a 3-hour, 21-minute trip to Fort Lauderdale. But during a post-flight inspection of the twin-engine Airbus,
the gate technician in the landing gear area noticed two males.
The dispatch audio from Broadcastify.
They are not moving in the landing gear area.
JetBlue says it's trying to determine how and why the unidentified man got into the wheel well. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Former President Carter's earthly remains
getting rid of fact checkers and lifting
arrived at the U.S. Capitol and is now lying in state in a welcoming ceremony. Incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune hailed Carter's post-presidential life. Mr. Carter's remains, Mr. Carter's funeral in Washington, D.C. is set for this Thursday. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Demi Moore is getting rave reviews regarding her acceptance speech for her Best Actress Golden Globe. Moore won for her role in the film The Substance. She says the Golden Globe was the first award she had ever won for acting in her 45-year career. The actress says she was at a low point in her career when what she called an absolutely bonkers script came across her desk. She agreed to do the role, and the rest is, as they say, history. The holidays continue for Zendaya and Tom Holland. The couple, who have been dating since 2021, are reported to be engaged, according to TMZ. The couple shared the screen in three Spider-Man films, but typically do not walk the red carpet together. Holland says he was not with his fiancée at the Golden Globes, so she could enjoy her moment. Zendaya was nominated in the Best Actress category for the film Challengers. I think they will each make a great first spouse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some scattered clouds for the overnight as lows drop back into the upper single digits. A light northwest breeze. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, highs near 20 degrees. There will be more sunshine Thursday. Highs will top out in the mid-20s. It's 12 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, still concerned about the high price of groceries. We'll talk about Trump tariffs with Darren Von Ruden with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. That's all on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
It's brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Just a couple of quick updates on the press conference that Trump just held down in Florida. You know, we pay attention to it, so you don't have to. Here, this is the top line. A reporter asked Donald Trump, are you going to rule out using economic or military force to take the Panama Canal or get control of Greenland? And Trump said, no, I cannot assure you on either of those two, but I can say this, we need them for economic security. And, of course, this morning, Donald Trump Jr. arrived in Greenland. Now, how they're going to treat him, what they're going to say to him, I don't know. This is going to get weird. This is going to be interesting. Trump also said that that all hell would break loose if Hamas or Hezbollah or all of the above hadn't released all the Israeli hostages by the day of his inauguration. And once again said he wants to make Canada an American state, and said that he's going to make major pardons for those criminals who tried to beat police officers to death and killed, in fact, four police officers. Trump wants to do that. You have to wonder why. I mean, why does Donald Trump want a couple thousand people who are willing to engage in violence on his behalf to be out on the streets again? Is he trying to build the brown shirts? You know, Hitler's brown shirts or Mussolini's black shirts, these volunteer corps of militias, you know, ragtag militias that just go around terrorizing enemies of the administration? I don't know the answer to that. We're going to have to wait and see. Trump also said, and this is an interesting one, that Mark Zuckerberg was basically terrified by him. He said that Zuckerberg probably was the word Trump used, ended the company's fact-checking program because of the threats that Trump had made against the company. So this is, you know, a big deal. Zuckerberg released a video this morning saying that he's going on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, and, you know, any other platforms that Meta owns. I don't know, you know, what the size of their empire is beyond those three. But he specifically said, he said, quote, "We're going to get rid of fact checkers to replace them with community notes similar to X starting in the U.S. And then Joel Kaplan, who is Meta's chief global affairs officer, said, and I quote, "It has become clear that there is too much political bias in what they choose to fact check, because basically they get to fact check whatever they see on the platform." He said, "We're ending that completely." Now, it's interesting, and, you know, help me crowdsource this. Maybe I'm missing something here. But I can, you know, just off the top of my head, I can come up with, you know, a half a dozen or a dozen easily disproved, but, you know, Republican lies that are not only easily disproved, but that Republicans continue to cling to. You know, there's no global warming, or if there is, it's just natural climate variation, that the 2020 election was stolen, that there's just a whole pile of them, right? I can't think of any lies that Democrats have promulgated. You know, Republicans are repeating Putin's point that, in fact, Trump repeated it again at his press conference this morning, that Putin had to invade Ukraine because NATO was getting too close to him, yeah, which is a lie, okay? The Republicans have adopted this as an anti-Ukraine lie. I can't think of any lies that the Democrats have used for political purposes in the last couple of decades. I mean, the last one I can think of was when Lyndon Johnson said that we were attacked at the Gulf of Tonkin back in, 1963? 64? But, I mean, since then, can you think of a lie that Democrats have used to gain political power? I mean, there's a long list of ones Republicans use. I just find that fascinating. And so now you've got, you know, these big social media companies saying, well, we're going to allow politically motivated lies on our platforms. And it's like the Democrats are not pushing politically motivated lies. So who's this going to benefit? Only one group, Republicans. And, you know, like Trump said this morning in his little press conference, you know, he probably scared the crap out of Mark Zuckerberg by threatening him and his company. And then Zuckerberg, you know, came to Mar-a-Lago with a $1 million check to, you know, lay at Trump's feet as he kissed his butt. So Kaplan went on to say, you know, the global affairs officer at Meta, he said, we have the power to change the rules. And we're not just changing the rules, we're actually changing how we enforce the rules. This was on Fox News. He was on Fox Digital this morning. He said, we have a new administration coming in, that's Trump, that is far from pressuring companies to censor and is more a huge supporter of free expression. It gets us back to the values that Mark founded the company on. But keep in mind, Facebook was founded on rating women at Harvard. How hot they are, you know, the size of their boobs, how their ass looks, you know, what their face looks like. That's what Facebook was founded on. That's why it was called Facebook. He went on to say, we do think it is a real opportunity to work with the Trump administration. Wowie zowie. Meanwhile, dear MAGA workers, or MAGA voters, you got played. This is Charlie Nash writing over at Mediaite, quoting Newsweek opinion editor Batya Unger-Sargon, who says that the reason... Now, I, by the way, I disagree with this analysis, but I think it's a fascinating one, and I'll share my opinion with you after I share his. The reason why Elon Musk is now wading into British politics, and here's the story. 10 years ago, there was this scandal involving a bunch of Pakistani men, British Pakistani ancestry men, who were grooming teenage white girls to basically be prostitutes for them, and or to exploit them sexually. And they were prosecuted by Keir Starmer, who is the current prime minister of the UK, and is a member of the Labour Party. In other words, he's the liberal, by using our words, our definition. And so he actually stepped up the prosecution of these guys. But Musk is rewriting history and saying that he was, quote, complicit in the rape of Britain, meaning, you know, British white girls. And this is an issue that really hasn't even been discussed for a decade in Great Britain. It was dealt with back in the day, but Musk has decided to revive it because, hey, it's all about brown-skinned men having sex with white-skinned teenage girls, And, you know, we, oh, my God, you know, this, for a South African who grew up under apartheid, the, you know, this kind of stirring the pot just makes perfect sense, I would imagine. But anyhow, the Newsweek opinion editor says that the reason that Musk is doing this is so that we'll stop talking about his trying to get more H-1B visas so that he can fire American engineers and hire Indian engineers, engineers from India, at half the price or a quarter of the price, you know, a much, much lower salary. And, you know, certainly that's going on. And I don't disagree, but I don't, in fact, he, and he also goes off on Unger Sargon, the opinion editor over at Newsweek, goes off on Musk for being a shill for the Chinese government. He says, Elon is not even in it just for himself. He's a shill of the Chinese Communist Party. For all his masquerading as some sort of maverick who always tells the truth and always exploits in his views, blah, 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 what he thinks, he's never once criticized the Chinese Communist Party. She continues, he's constantly saying embarrassing, humiliating, bending the knee things about how great the Chinese Communist Party is because, of course, his entire supply chain for Tesla is in China. Well, it's not the entire supply chain, but it's a good chunk of it. Unger Sargon, by the way, supported Donald Trump. So this is another one of those, you know, oh, look at this, the MAGA wars are coming kind of thing. Now, I think the reason Musk is involving himself in British politics and the reason he's involving himself in German politics and the reason he's involving himself in Italian politics and arguably other countries around the world is because he wants to be the richest man in the world. He wants to be the world's first trillionaire, and he wants to be basically emperor of the newly constructed hardcore right wing resembling South African apartheid government of the new, you know, kind of the free world, you know, the allies, as it were. But that's just a guess. I mean, that's just my opinion. I think he has, you know, these grandiose notions of himself and his future and, you know, the role he can play in the world that, you know, come out of having had a fairly miserable childhood and a kind of crazy couple of parents. But, you know, I've never met him and don't know him, so it's just a wild-ass guess. Interested to hear your opinions.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, how conservatives are going to try to get rid of birthright citizenship and start deporting children of immigrants. Stick around.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Interested in a commercial-free podcast for the Tom Hartman Program? You can find it over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv.
In the halls of power, shadows grow, where democracy fades and secrets flow. From ancient times, a tale unfolds of kingdoms rising, stories told. In Sumer sands and China's fields, Miss American temples, secrets revealed. Europe's castles where power reigned, the echoes whisper, history stained.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. The bogus case against birthright citizenship. John Eastman, Donald Trump. Played a movie, apparently, lionizing John Eastman. John Eastman was the guy who was the architect of the idea that they could repeat what happened in 1876. You'll recall that back in March of 2020, that was, you know, many months it was before the election. I think that's seven from March to November, isn't it? But whatever. That I wrote an article, published it at a Hartman Report. It got published also on AlterNet and a few other places. I wrote an article saying, in fact, it might not have been in Hartman Report at that time. I'm not even sure we were doing Hartman Report at that time. But I wrote this article saying that I had inside sources. I had a right-wing talk show host friend in Washington, D.C., or Queens, who had told me that what was coming down the road was that they were going to try to, that the Trump campaign was going to try to get some states that had, where the Electoral College vote went for Joe Biden, to put up a separate slate of electors for Trump, just like what happened in 1876, in the election of 1876, where we ended up with a Republican president, even though the Democrat had won both the Electoral College vote and the majority vote. And that was how, that was the deal that made that all happen, was the deal to end Reconstruction. There's a whole backstory there. I've talked about it before in the program. But anyhow, I wrote this piece saying, expect this to happen. And nobody took it seriously. I talked to Keith Ellison at the time. He was the head of the DNC.
And he kind of laughed at it, or, you know, just he didn't laugh at it, but he said, well, you know, okay, strange theory. But it's exactly what happened. And it was John Eastman who put this thing together. Well, John Eastman and who was, and, you know, Fonnie Willis is trying to prosecute him, and, you know, and he's being prosecuted in other states for the fake elector schemes. Accused felon. Well, John Eastman now has this new theory that he can figure out a way to end birthright citizenship. And in fact, Trump told Kirsten Welker in that Meet the Press interview, we have to end it. We're the only country that has it. Now, that's a lie. Canada, Mexico, Brazil, I mean, there's all kinds of countries around the world that have birthright citizenship. But, you know, Trump can't say anything without lying. But the 14th Amendment says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. And what John Eastman is saying is that subject to the jurisdiction thereof is the loophole that we can drive a truck through. Now, that is a loophole. Back in 1898, the Supreme Court in U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark said that children of foreign diplomats and children of military invaders in the United States do not get birthright citizenship. Why? Well, because foreign diplomats are not subject to American law. That's why they don't have to pay traffic tickets. That's why they can't be prosecuted here. And foreign invaders, by definition, are not subject to American law because they're invading. They're trying to overthrow American law. So that's a well-established, you know, 130-year-long established provision that says that there are some exceptions to birthright citizenship. So what he is saying here now, also Native Americans didn't, because they were members of separate nations that claim separate nationhood, so they weren't, quote, subject to our laws. And so what Eastman is saying is that this subject to jurisdiction means that because the parents are in this country illegally, they are not subject to our jurisdiction. We don't know about them. We don't, you know, and now this is an argument that doesn't, to most legal scholars, makes no sense. But this is the core argument that he's got, and that he's going to be taking, I predict, he and Trump will take to the United States Supreme Court. And if this wins at the Supreme Court, suddenly all those dreamers, they're going to lose any chance of U.S. citizenship. And an entire generation, millions of people who are first-generation immigrants, whose parents were here illegally, are going to lose their citizenship. This is going to get wild.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And, of course, the ones that they will go after are not the, you know, the Norwegians who are here, or the Irish. There's a lot of them who are here illegally. And they, you know, they're going to go after people with brown skin.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump went 1-for-2 Tuesday in his legal cases. Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon temporarily blocking the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's final report in the classified documents case. Here in New York City,
a legal blow for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. 30,000 residents of Los Angeles' Pacific Palisades neighborhood are under evacuation orders from a fast-moving, wind-driven wildfire. More than 13,000 homes and other structures are threatened, and California Governor Gavin Newsom says some have been destroyed. Las Vegas investigators say New Year's Day truck bomber Matthew Leivelsberger used artificial intelligence, including ChatGPT, to help plot out the attack. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Golden Globes kicked off awards season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called the Rail Yard with Shaboozy. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. I think more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some scattered clouds for the overnight as lows drop back into the upper single digits. A light northwest breeze. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, highs near 20 degrees. There will be more sunshine Thursday. Highs will top out in the mid-20s. It's 12 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Tim Cavanaugh joins me to discuss his upcoming show in Port Washington. Then TV's Mike Siegel and I discuss high school dance music. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Rather progressive. I really strongly believe in the separation of church and state. It seems like when the two gets together, it causes corruption.
Yep.
But interestingly enough, though, I love the idea that Pope Francis appointed McElroy as the new Archbishop of Washington, D.C., who happens to be a critic of Trump in his first administration, because he is pro-immigration, pro-refugees.
Yep.
So I'm glad to hear that that's the case, even though I truly believe in the separation of church and state, but that there's a voice in the wilderness, so to speak, to speak up against this man who I think is bent on destroying our country and our democracy. I'm glad to know that there are people who are willing to stand up and fight, even though many of us may feel like, you know, we may not get much, but you know what? In 2 years' time, we're going to take back the House and the Senate. The other thing I wanted to discuss was Trump's idea of taking Greenland and Panama. And I was like, oh, I remember during the first administration, he wanted to trade Puerto Rico, which is my mother's and father's homeland, for Greenland. I mean, the guy is such a jerk.
Yeah.
And treated Puerto Rico horribly, throwing the paper towels and stuff. And then Puerto Rico didn't have any electricity during New Year's. So you know what? Our island has suffered. So I wonder what Greenland would suffer with Trump heading, hoping to take over. I'm just like, it's hysterical. It's just hysterical.
I don't think they're going to be interested. And I don't, you know, of course, Greenland is a territory of Denmark right now.
Although Denmark, right.
There is an independence movement in Greenland, but, you know, I don't think it's going to get much purchase. But Denmark has already said, you know, forget it, buddy. But here goes Don Jr. off to Greenland. You know, I think we're going to see a lot of these kind of stunts as ways to distract us from actual, like, crimes that are being committed, and, you know, with the left hand while we're watching the right hand, as it were. That we certainly saw a lot of that during the last Trump administration. It's kind of his strategy. Jim Stewartson, who's going to be on the program at the top of the next hour, you know, in about 20 minutes or so, he's of the opinion that what Trump is trying to do is establish basically a North American, you know, from the Central America, well, from the Panama Canal up to Greenland. Greenland is arguably part of North America. I mean, it's not part of our continent. It's an island. But if you look on a map, it's kind of an island off the coast of Canada. That he's trying to establish this kind of North American right-wing empire while Putin is trying to take over Europe and establish a new Russian empire, and China is trying to take over Taiwan and ultimately South Korea and Japan and establish an Asian empire. And there will be these three empire-based spheres of influence. Jim's not the only person who's suggesting this. There's a number of people who are saying these things. Who knows?
You know what? These empire makers are delusional, And eventually what's going to happen, like any empire, it falls apart.
Yeah.
And I am looking forward to the day that we no longer have to deal with Putin, Trump, or any of the maganuts that I call them. I call them maganuts.
Yeah.
And I have a few of my family and friends, because I am heartily sorry. But you know what? Even though I was so disappointed and heartbroken by what happened in November, I have not given up the fight.
Yeah, good on you.
I have to voice my opinion, and I strongly believe in our democracy, our equality. I believe we are all a family, and we have to fight. We have to fight to support each other.
I'm with you. That's why I'm still here. Maria, thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep, good talking to you. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's on your mind today?
I just to add on, I'm from the Michigan caller last hour, Denise, about blaming immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really human nature to blame other people as long as they exist to escape their own responsibility?
I don't understand.
Because if you're our own...
Oh, to blame. That was the word. I missed your word, blame. Yeah,
blame,
now I get it. I got it. Yeah, I understand now. I thought you said bring.
That's what they try to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's as long as they exist, they always blame on other and other.
And Trump
others.
Is the master of that.
And,
I mean, he's, you know, him and nobody on his side has ever done anything wrong. It's always somebody else's fault. And he's always whining about it. He's the biggest snowflake, you know, I've ever seen. I mean, it's just incredible.
If he's all on his own, he's got to be responsible for everything that he does.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's I think he was probably severely punished for his misbehavior as a child, and he just cannot accept responsibility as a result. He's, you know, his survival strategy was to always deflect blame, and now, you know, our entire nation is suffering for the sins of his father and mother. But who knows? I mean, it's psychoanalyzing people at a distance can be fraught. Johan, thank you. Lee in Sepulveda, California. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
Oh, big things, especially what Maria just said. Stun has asked me to ask you, because she's keeping up with the fight and so is Stun, to discontinue just making it as fact that Trump is going to be our president for the next 4 years. They're still fighting, and I'm all straight with them. The other thing that they said is by next Tuesday, they are going to release something that is going to be for all of us who oppose Trump to have legal constitutional method to stop him, so that until January 20th at noon, when he, you know, is inaugurated or not, that they're putting up this fight next Tuesday is the latest they said it's going to come out. They're not sure when it's going to come out. But from Tuesday until January 19th, we're going to have a capability of stopping them. And so there's that. It's on, as I have said before, PASOIR.com. That's where you can find Stun, and on that blog, and they're after this. They are just asking that we get U.S. citizens, voters, to say, no, we are not going to have this felon in our White House. Absolutely not.
Well, when you've got a plan that sounds workable, Lee, give me a call and let me know. I appreciate that. Poppy in Oak Ridge, Oregon. Hey, Poppy, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thank you for your program. My question revolves around, I've been following the BRICS and the de-dollarization, and the statement is that our money will be worth something until it's not. And I'm wanting to know, I live in Oregon, down by Eugene, where would I buy silver? Without getting scammed.
Right. Probably if you want to invest in gold or silver, you have two options, you have three. You have multiple options. One way is you can buy exchange-traded funds, mining companies there's a bunch of gold and silver ETFs. Some of them just, actually buy gold or buy silver, and you're basically buying a share in the company that owns it, and the shares reflect the price of gold and silver. That's one way. Another way is to buy shares in mining companies. There's a bunch of companies that, both American and foreign mining companies that mine gold and silver, and their prices generally reflect the prices of gold and silver. Another way is to buy what's called junk, another way is to buy bullion. You can buy gold and silver bullion, and there are dealers who sell this stuff. You can find them online, but I would always prefer, and I have in the past bought gold and silver. I don't recommend it any longer, but there was a time back in the 80s when I was very into it, and I would recommend that you build a relationship with a local coin dealer. Typically, your rare coin dealers, that sell to collectors, also sell gold and silver coins that are collectible. Very often, they also sell bullion, and if they don't sell it routinely, they can certainly get it. And then, if you're going to buy gold or silver coins, you have two choices. One is collectible coins, where you not only have the appreciation of the underlying value of the metal, but you also have the appreciation of the numismatic value, the collectible value, which is also subject to variation. Typically, collectibles go down in value during recession, so just be advised. Or you can buy what's called junk gold or junk silver, which is old coins that are all beat up, and therefore they have no numismatic value, but they're mostly silver. You buy bags of quarters or buy bags of mercury dimes or bags of old gold coins. The gold coins are harder to find, but the silver coins are fairly easy to find, and basically the premium that you pay, as I recall, is about 100%. So you buy a bag of $100 worth of face value quarters, and you pay $200 for it, as I recall. It's been a lot of years. But Poppy, that's everything I know about that, and I'd be very, very careful dealing with anybody online or across the internet, and do not go with the companies that advertise on right-wing radio. Many of them are, they're not scams, but they're hustlers. They sell at high retail, and they buy at low wholesale. So it can be very, very problematic. Poppy, thanks for the call. Well, like I said, build a relationship with somebody local. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end. Or text my name, Hartman, with the two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/Hartman. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Happy New Year to you. Thank you. All your family.
Back at you.
And, yeah. All your people there at your show, great, great work. Yeah, I apologize. I want to change the subject on my call, Tom. As you know, the economy, the United States economy, is largely a service-based economy. I think that Trump is going to have trouble deporting or, you know, trying to stop immigrants from coming in because the service corporations that provide, for example, the agricultural products and food, and restaurants, et cetera, they depend largely on labor from immigrants that are coming in here, low-paying jobs.
Yeah.
So how is he going to fill that void? he's going to have a backlash from companies and the food industry regarding this. And also, the immigration policy that he's trying to implement is largely very racist. It's based on trying to deport or getting rid of people who are already legal citizens of the United States. And so I think there's going to be a lot of backlash from this. I don't know if he's going to be able to get away with that, but I wanted to hear your comments on that, and I take my call off the air. And thank you for everything you do, Tom.
Oh, my pleasure, Alfredo. And I share your confusion is not the right word, uncertainty, shall we say, you know, about how this is going to play out. Trump is subject to multiple currents, as it were. I mean, he's got a white supremacist right-wing base that wants him to just get rid of all the people with brown skin or anybody who's not Christian. And on the other hand, he's got a bunch of, you know, billionaires and CEOs who are making pilgrimages to Mar-a-Lago right now, so that, you know, to kiss his ass and hand him, you know, envelopes with $1 million checks in them. And many of them are going to expect to get in exchange for that $1 million. And by the way, it's going into his inaugural fund, which means he can basically just turn it, you know, whatever's left over to his own use, as he did back in 2016, apparently. Many of them are people who make extensive use of immigrants, or their companies do, or who, and this also bleeds over into the tariff issue, or who, you know, make extensive use of imported goods and want to continue to be able to, you know, bring goods in from other countries without having to pay tariffs. You know, Tim Cook with Apple probably is at the top of that list. Virtually everything Apple makes is made in China right now. So, you know, Trump is going to be subject to some real interesting political and economic conflicts or cross currents. And how that's going to play out, and the fact that he's not going to be running for re-election, which means he can basically tell his MAGA base to go screw themselves, although the risk is that that will exacerbate the losses that he will experience in the midterm elections in 2 years. But, you know, he's not like the kind of candidate that's thinking about how he's going to run for the next term unless he can get the 27th Amendment, I think it is, or which 24th Amendment. I forget which amendment it is, but, you know, the amendment that says you can only serve 2 terms. If he can get that overturned, or if he can get the Supreme Court to rule against that, who knows? But he'll be 82, you know, by the time he would be running for re-election. I just don't think it's going to happen. So I think he may have more freedom than many presidents have felt, politically speaking. So we'll see. Josh in Monroe, Wisconsin. Hey, Josh, what's up?
Hey, hate to rewind you here, but earlier you were talking about the 14th Amendment, and I know that's the amendment that basically gave citizenship to the freed slaves.
Right.
And, you know, I just had my first kid last year. He's black, his mom's black, and just wondering, are we also going to have to worry about them trying to go after the citizenship of our black brothers and sisters here in this country?
And I doubt
they were not citizens at the time of that amendment.
I doubt that. I mean, that has been settled. But they're, I think that, well, certainly John Eastman is coming right out and saying, and Stephen Miller, that they intend to go after people whose parents were illegal immigrants, who were born in the United States and have claimed U.S. citizenship. They're going to try to denaturalize, you know, remove their citizenship from them. And so, again, this could be bluff. It could be distraction, you know, from you know, he's trying to rip us off or pollute the air and water more or give more subsidies to the fossil fuel industry or whatever. We're just going to have to wait and see. Josh, thanks for the call. Up next, Jim Stewartson's going to be with us with some, or Stevenson is going to be with us with some, Stewartson, pardon me, with some really fascinating stories. You're going to really want to hear. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project return to the show after a vacation break. We'll catch up with them. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At the U.S. Capitol, former President Carter now lies in state.
The late president's remains were brought out from the Human Rights Center that's named for him in Atlanta, where the former Georgia governor had lain in state. The motorcade making its way to the U.S. Navy Memorial in downtown Washington. Carter's flag-draped casket was then transferred to a horse-drawn caisson and began its slow procession down Pennsylvania Avenue.
ABC's Terry Moran. September 11th, mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed won't get out from under a possible death sentence just yet. The Biden White House is petitioning a federal appeals court to reject a plea deal that would spare him the death penalty. At Boston's Logan Airport, a passenger on a JetBlue flight for Puerto Rico opened an above-wing emergency exit while the jetliner was taxiing and tried to jump out. A law enforcement officer on board stopped him. The man now in custody. This is ABC News.